Bingo. Bring my eye up. Brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. We're going to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's roll. Here are three big things you need to know right now to start this hour. Number one, an editor at NPR rebuking his own company's failure to perform journalism by refusing to cover certain stories that would have hurt Joe Biden and helped Donald Trump in the election. We'll talk about that. Number two, Republican senators have convinced Speaker Mike Johnson to hold on to the articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas until at least next week to make sure the GOP can put on a fight and demand a trial. And number three, the Arizona Supreme Court has handed an absolute gift to Democrats in that state and probably to Democrats around the country, whose only hope is to weaponize abortion in a year where they have nothing else going for them. Nothing at all. The Arizona High Court upheld a law from 1864 that outlaws abortion almost completely, with a single exception to save the life of the mother. Arizona pro-abortion activists have already been crafting a ballot initiative to put abortion rights into the state constitution for people to vote on in November. And they say supporters have already raised 500,000 signatures to secure its place on the ballot, which is far more than they need. Now, this law, 160 years old, was put into place during the first territorial government of Arizona, almost 50 years before Arizona even became a state. However, the impact in 2024 cannot be overstated. As we have seen in places like Michigan and Ohio, one blue and one red, it doesn't seem to matter. Abortion will still win the day, and by wide margins, even when those laws go way beyond what people are actually comfortable with when they know the truth. In Michigan and Ohio, abortions are now legal because of ballot initiatives until the moment of birth and on demand. The decision comes one day after President Trump outlined his position on abortion that it is a state's decision, not that of the federal government. Donald Trump gave his statement on abortion and reproductive rights and said that abortion is clearly a state's issue. Here it is.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
And that is exactly where the abortion advocates jumped first, calling out what they call radical abortion policies and saying this is what you get when you get the states to decide abortion policy. It is where President Trump has always been, by the way. It's where he was when he ran for president the first time, when abortion was still protected under Roe v. Wade. Yeah, he's been very consistent. His position on abortion has never changed. Here's where he was during the debate with Hillary Clinton in 2016. President Trump spot on when he said how far the Democrats would be willing to go in pursuit of terminating a child on the way to elections. Listen.
Mr. Trump, you're pro-life, but I want to ask you specifically, do you want the court, including the justices that you will name, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which includes, in fact, states, a woman's right to abortion?
Well, if that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you
if
like
to... If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is, do you want to see the court overturn? You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v.
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
Yeah, and the states have made determinations. And again, that's where Democrats jumped on to begin with. And he called out just how barbaric Democrats were willing to be. And boy, he is like a prophet some days. Here's another comment from that same debate with Hillary Clinton about how far Democrats would go in pursuit of abortion. Here it is.
If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me. Because based on what she's saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month. On the final day.
On the final day. Boy, was he right about that. On demand, on the final day. And one bit of warning for the pro-abortion forces in Arizona before you get totally carried away and think that you've won this. Most people find abortion less and less acceptable. The longer a pregnancy carries on, the less acceptable it becomes to most people. When you look at the polling, the amendment in Florida, for example, is in line with what Americans think on abortion. And full-term abortion not favored by many people at all. That's what they will be voting on in Arizona. Here are some facts. Listen.
Moving ahead, though, to the second trimester, and that's where public opinion shifts. Now you've only got 34% who say that abortion in that time frame should be legal in most or all cases. You've got two-thirds basically saying it should be illegal in most or all cases. And then you move to the third trimester, and you see an even more dramatic movement there. Less than 20%. Believe abortion in the third trimester should be legal in most or all cases. 8 out of 10 voters saying it should be illegal in most or all cases.
Now, having heard that, I want to direct your attention back to Michigan because I have firsthand knowledge of what likely is going to happen. First, the Democrats and their Planned Parenthood supporters will spend tens of millions of dollars to push their agenda, their radical pro-abortion agenda. Pro-life groups will get buried in money with no chance to compete. It's what happens in every state. I don't know why it is, but pro-life groups can never come up anywhere near the fundraising of those that want to terminate babies in the womb. It's a sad fact of modern life. Another fact is that otherwise apathetic voters will turn out in massive numbers just to cast a ballot on that one issue. It is strange to me. They will look past an open border, look past grocery prices that are up 30%, and ignore the explosion in violent crime as long as they can cast a ballot in favor of abortion. And if nothing changes between now and Election Day, it means that Arizona is almost certainly not in play. It will turn blue for Joe Biden. It's almost certain that a pro-life candidate like Carrie Lake has no chance of winning a Senate seat. The 1864 Arizona law stipulates prison time for offenders. And not just a little bit of prison time, but up to 5 years in prison for performing or helping to perform an abortion in that state. Kamala Harris said Arizona has just rolled back the clock to a time before women could vote, and by his own admission, there is just one person responsible, that is Donald Trump. That is the message you're going to hear in Arizona. The possibility is that Arizona could impact the outcome of the presidential election because of this court case. Now, I think there's some things that can be done. But in conversations with Arizona Republicans yesterday, I don't think they intend to do any of it. I don't think they intend to do any of it. I think that is a mistake. I'll talk about that after the break here. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.